Daniel Schorr first reported from Cuba shortly after Fidel Castro came to power 4 decades ago. After watching Castro's revolution from afar since then, NPR senior news analyst just returned from his second trip to the island nation 90 miles off Florida's coast.
I first visited Havana in 1960 in the early days of the Castro regime and a year before the fiasco of the CIA-organized Bay of Pigs invasion. I returned to Cuba 10 days ago for a Cuban-American conference reviewing that invasion. Fidel Castro, much in evidence, talking almost nonstop about his victory then and the progress of his revolution since. It was easy in a showcase world-class hotel and conference center to believe El Jefe's boasts about a generally contented people enjoying health care and a welfare state despite the American trade embargo. And so I took one evening off from the festivities to go and meet with four of the discontented, open dissidents, that is. Three of the four had served prison terms for sedition, for disseminating enemy propaganda, for rebellion, although their opposition was entirely peaceful. The most seditious thing the dissident working group had done was to urge Cubans to boycott legislative elections and to encourage foreign investors not to invest in Cuba until human rights abuses stopped. As to conditions in Cuba, they reported that the dollarization of the economy in 1993 had created two classes of Cubans, those with and those without dollars. Pharmacies sell only for dollars, and so those without dollars stand outside pharmacies begging those with dollars to buy them needed medicine. Almost all basic commodities are rationed. One showed me a ration book which allowed for meat once a year. The worst, she said, was immigration control. For $150 in dollars, you can get an immigration permit, but not if you intend to return. Marta Beatriz Roque Cabello, an economist, was refused permission to go to Miami, where her brother was dying of cancer, because she insisted on returning. I have interviewed many underground dissidents in Eastern Europe who always asked me to protect their identities. These four urged me to give their names. The others are René Gómez Manzano, a disbarred lawyer, Félix Bonn, an engineer, and Raúl Rivero, a journalist and poet. Before I returned from Marta's tiny, bare apartment to the luxury of the hotel, they gave me a souvenir, a shirt-pocket-sized booklet titled La Patria es de Todos, The Homeland Belongs to All of Us. It says that the function of government is to serve the public, not the interests of a dictator. Seditious, all right. This is Daniel Schorr.